JB and Billy have done the Harold Holt.
And now we can't find them.
Where do I wake up?
Where do I wake up?
So we're giving you the very best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
That's the gold you don't get anywhere else.
This is the Rush Hour Reheated.
But we've given you 2 weeks to sort yourself out, lift, and come back stronger.
Jim, I've had 11 years with you, Linguini. What's 2 weeks going
to
do?
I might just have to replace you. In fact, tonight, we chat to Xavier Ellis in Perth. He could take your job.
Oh, speaking of which, someone around here should be looking for a new job as we recall the story of my missing driver.
Plus, you're going to talk about your favourite chocolates. I would suggest all of them, actually. And there better be a funny joke from you as well.
Well, no promises, Jimmy boy, but next, we go all the way back to your first show of the year, a long, long, long time ago, and I had been in the kitchen.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling. Kids in cars, you've been warned.
Interesting timing.
Three, two, one. It's time for the big bloke to explode. This is Billy's Bake.
I'll tell you who's really been annoying me. And he's been annoying me for a long, long time, Jim.
Oh, okay.
This bloke is that far ahead of himself, it's not funny.
Really?
He goes to the dunny, thinks that what comes out of his freckle smells like perfume.
Jeez.
He swaggers around like he owns every joint he walks into. He can't walk past a mirror without stopping to enjoy what he sees. His ideas are better than everyone else's. He does what he wants, when he wants, how he wants.
Who are you talking about?
You! 6 weeks ago, I turned up here and started working. Old Wilbur at the coalface while you're drinking wine, playing golf, carrying on like a real proper cocker smack. Ratings Brownless has to carry the station again while Dickhead Brayshaw does what he likes. You know what you are, Jim?
What?
A entitled...
You mean... And
shut the up! You haven't been here long enough to interrupt me! It's like I always say...
What do you always say?
He who laughs last... didn't get the f*** out of me! Jim, I'm going to management. I'm going to go Fitz because I'm sick of this s***. Jim with his mate Punter. Jim taking over from Bruce. Jim down at Port Ferry. What about Jim turns up the f***? Any chance? How's that for an idea? Turn up and do something on the rush hour.
It's awesome.
Oh, he's gone. Okay.
How did I know? How did I know that was coming?
Oh, day two and you've copped it.
Oh, God. Off, Jim.
Our next guest is an AFL Premiership player with the Hawks.
Here is Ellis in front of the big ones at the punt right, and he's got it! They've hit the front, the Hawks!
These days, you can hear him on Perth's 92.9 Triple M,
where he occasionally likes to dig at Andrew Embley.
Would you rather be a Brownlow medalist and zero premierships, or win a premiership and zero Brownlows?
The day you retire, I mean, you catch up with the guys every 5, 10 years.
Well, you've only got three that aren't in jail, so it's a bit different.
Please welcome Xavier Ellis.
And in that grand final, Bill, started like a German band.
I know.
Half time, he was your Norm Smith medalist.
I had to get the record out and see who number 8 was.
Then after that, dropped off. Good to that. X, welcome to you.
Yeah, I dropped off after that because bloody Bomber Thompson probably sent Cameron Ling to me or something. He realised it was getting out of hand.
Hey, X, I'm just reading here. Geez, you're busy for a chubby ex-footballer. You're doing the Triple M Breakfast Show. You're doing Dead Set Legends. He's got his own beer podcast, Jim.
Yes.
Triple M Special Comments and Channel 7 Boundary Rider.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, two kids, so I try and avoid them as best I can. So, enjoying it. The Triple M to Perth, so I love getting involved as much as possible.
The latest beer podcast you did with David Hale, old hair hat. Oh, has he got rid of that, or is he still clinging to it?
Oh, no, it's gone. It's gone. I mean, there's that story about him on the back of the biscuit one day, and it was flapping around like a mud flap on the back of a car, poor old Haley. But I actually went around there to record it, and he said to me, "Oh, X, can you?" I just moved houses. He said, "X, can you see what's next door for me?" I put my head over, and it's a massive weed bloody plantation. I don't know why he thought I'd be interested in it. But,
that's Fremantle for you, Bill. When you're down that way, there's some weird stuff.
A bit different, a little bit different.
Weird stuff. Stay out of there, X. You're a clean cut boy. You don't want to head down to Freo. You would have played a bit with Haley, wouldn't you?
Yeah, good mates with Dave. So I used to live on the Kensington side of the city. So there was only him and I. The Hawthorn boys, because we couldn't afford to live in Hawthorn, so we went towards Kensington, and we teamed up on that side of the city.
Hey, how's the rush hour going over there with Lockie Reed and Embers? And Embers tries to do a joke every day. How's that go?
It runs flat. He doesn't talk a lot of sense, Embers, but you give him the discount from 05-06. I'm not sure it's fully operating at the moment, Embers.
You heard his jokes, Jim. They are dad jokes.
Well, are those bad as yours?
No, they're worse.
Worse. Now, what's this losing weight I see here, X? There's a very unflattering photo of you with a mini West Coast jumper on and some real bad lolly bags and a big guts. What is this?
Yeah, no, it's one of those ones where Triple M's a new brand and you're out of contract and they say, "Hey, mate, we need you on a coaster." And you say, "Put me on it, no dramas." But it's one of those, and Bill, you'd sympathise with me. When you sit down to do number twos these days, you're kind of guessing where it is. There's a fair bit of weight and it curls over the top.
Bill?
No. Don't know what he's talking about, Jim. Got no idea.
From Lake's entrance, our man. How often are you back there, please, X?
The grandpa's 90th is coming up, and I sort of struggling to answer the phone when Mum rings me at the moment. So it's been a while.
It's a long way. It's a long, long
drive. What is it, three and a half, four from here?
Five or something.
Yeah, four, and we're the next town on. We're Lake Tyce Beach. She's got the pub and the general store. So, mate, it's too much of an effort, to be honest with you. And when Mark McGowan closed the borders, as much as I hated it, at least it gave me an excuse.
And number three in the 2005 draft. So it went Mark Murphy. Oh, he's been a star, isn't he?
Star.
250.
Don't name the players around me, Bill. Don't. It's embarrassing.
Dale Thomas is a great player.
Very good. And then Premiership player. Well, so is X. Premiership player.
Was he?
Yes.
When?
We just discussed this before.
Hey, Bill, I'll sit down with you one day and we'll watch it. You commentated it. I've actually still got a numb foot. I kicked it that many times.
I would suggest that you, in your one grand final, touched the ball more than Bill did in four.
Yeah, well, Chris got Billy down to speak to the players about being shit in grand finals at the end of last season. So, I was worried about you and your cashies, Billy, there for a while, but I heard you're on the payroll down there just mentoring a couple of the losers.
Well, you know what I did do one year? Went to the 1994 West Coast reunion, didn't I?
As a member of the opposition team.
And got paid for it. I went to their reunion over in Perth. Mouse got me to go to that, and I got paid. Thank you very much.
I saw Woosher last night. He's around town. Bill, I would have recommended falling into line when Woosher's around. He's still got that firm handshake on him.
Oh, mate, he was scared of me.
Oh, I've seen that picture of you against the Hawks.
great work you're doing everywhere, as Bill said. We're loving watching it from afar. Enjoy everything that's coming up.
Nah, good on you, boys. Love listening to you. So thanks for the call. Speak to you soon.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, we're going to talk to him about some serious subjects here, Jim. So I want your best teeth in, please.
Aaron, of course, the main man at TaylorMade and looks after us with amazing products for quizzes and things like that. But what they've also done is release the Sim 2 driver, which I have had in my bag now for about a month and a half. It is unbelievable.
Have you?
Unbelievable.
When did you get that and how did you get that?
They just delivered it to my house. Ooh. But Bill, I'm going to get to that in just a second. But it is an incredible piece of equipment.
Oh, good.
It's unbelievable. So if you're out there and you love your golf and you want a new driver, get hold of the Sim 2. It is nuts. Now, Aaron, who runs TaylorMade, contacted me a while ago about something else. And after we finished the conversation, he said to me, "And while you're at it, when do you start back on the Rush Hour?" I said, "Too soon." Week and a half. He goes, "Ask Bill what happened to his Sim 2 driver." So what did happen to it?
You haven't heard this story?
No.
You haven't been listening to the Rush Hour?
I haven't listened to a second of it.
Well, Jim, I was doing some advertising for TaylorMade.
Were you?
Over the breaks, and we had a very good, funny ad.
Right.
About dropping the Sim 2 driver, okay? And I was going to let it go, and anyway, right. America dropped it before, actually, and they weren't supposed to. Anyway, so...
what does that mean?
Nothing.
Well, anyway, I was going to get this beautiful Sim 2
yes.
driver delivered.
Superb.
In good faith, because I've been doing a little bit of work
right.
for him, okay,
yeah.
Jim?
Okay.
So, anyway, you wouldn't believe it. I'm old Fats waiting for the Sim 2 driver to come mm-hmm. along, and Lucy, Loose Wheels...
Loose Wheels?
Our girl...
Yes.
...breaks into the room here, this studio, Jim...
Yes.
...while we're on air, while we're during transmission... She breaks in and has this to say.
The driver was supposed to be put with a courier to be sent to us here today. Yeah. So you can have some photos with it, give it a test run.
Has it been stolen?
Couriers were really busy. So what we did instead, well, when I say we, we booked an Uber, right?
Yes.
Goes in the Uber so we can track it.
Oh,
gets
no.
picked up from TaylorMade.
Yes.
Out in Clayton, I
yes,
think.
It is, yeah.
Driver cancels the trip once he's picked it up. The trip's on its way. We can see it
coming
in. The trip is cancelled.
Oh, no.
Trip is cancelled.
He's playing golf right now with
Uber,
my driver.
Uber driver deletes his account.
Oh.
We cannot track him.
Oh, you're kidding.
The driver has the driver.
Shifty.
And we still don't have it.
The shifty now, mother. That is a good golfing story.
Wow.
Unusual. So that is true.
That's a 100%
true. So, Lumo, what would the driver be
that's
worth?
Why I'm here.
What's it worth?
It's over $1,000.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. So the Uber driver has deleted all contacts.
We cannot track him. We're trying to contact Uber to try and get some kind of background info. But
and that's my driver.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Get stuffed, Uber driver. You can't do that. That's
Fat.
What happened.
Have you tracked it down?
Well, no, he cancelled the trip. So he picks up the driver.
Yes. No, I heard
he's
what
he's driving
happened.
Along, looking at it, cancels his trip. Then he deletes his account. So, no, they couldn't find
it. We have not found it since.
No, so it's floating around. If you see a Uber driver...
Oh,
playing
yeah, because that's what you're going to do.
Well, a Sim 2 driver. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, right. Honestly. So if you're picking it up at Albert Park, you go, that's the dirty bloody Uber driver that pinched Bill's driver because you just know it to look at him, would you?
So you know what we did then?
What'd you do?
Onions had to get into a car from here,
yes.
drive out to Clayton, actually get the driver and bring it back for
right,
Anthony
which
Wynn.
Which is probably what Onion should have done in the first place.
Well, you'd think if you got an Uber driver to do that, that'd work.
We found his name.
Did we? What was his name?
Gruber.
Oh, no.
Gruber.
The Uber.
Gruber, the Uber driver. Stole Fats
Gruber.
Sim 2.
His name's not Gruber.
100%
Gruber.
Oh, he can't be called Gruber.
Him.
Gruber.
Gruber, the Uber driver.
Oh.
Bill,
oh.
Oh. He's driving your driver.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never have I watched a full episode of Steinfeld. Is it Steinfeld?
What's it? Steinfeld.
Seinfeld?
Seinfeld.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, we're what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today?
Unusual.
Ah, Jimmy, you'll love this. I love a poll. I love a poll. And this poll is about... Aussies were asked, what is the best chocolate in the Cadbury favourites box?
Right, yes.
Yes.
Right.
So 34,000 voters. 34,000,
yes.
The best chocolate.
Yes.
Have you got one before I go to equal thirds? So, you know when they're
yeah,
favourites.
Yeah, I know the favourites, but I can't think of, no.
Flake.
Righto. Number three.
A cherry ripe for me.
Third in, 34,000 people voted.
Mm-hmm.
Third in was the flake and the picnic.
Problem with flake is you end up with bits of chocolate in your jeans and they all get bloody
you end up with flake
melted and
it's all flaky.
It is nice, but yeah. I like
number
picnic.
Two.
Yes.
Cherry ripe.
Cherry ripe.
Ooh. Number one.
Not
now,
yours or mine.
No. What?
Where?
Oh, well.
Well, is that number one?
Number one, can you believe it? Is Turkish
it
Delight.
Is.
Yes.
Like, we always go for it and everyone else goes,
exactly.
You like Turkish Delight.
I know, because people hate Turkish Delight, but it's number one with 28%.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah, and the cherry ripe was 12%.
You know the one I don't like?
Well, which one?
The Moro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's
yeah.
a rubbish chocolate.
Yeah,
what
the fake
is that
Mars
even?
It's like a fake Mars bar.
Yeah, not even as good as that, though.
And the other one is the old gold. And crunchy. I can't have it.
No, I like crunchy.
You know what happened? When I was a kid, I had one in my pocket and it melted and I pulled it out once.
Oh,
no. I can never eat a crunchy after that.
What about Violet Crumble?
Oh, yeah.
I like them.
I like putting them in the dunny. when the mother-in-law used to
No, we did that to the Force. Crawford and I did that to the Force at the old footy show office. You are an idiot of a boy, and you are the president of a football club. How are you two even standing erect? He didn't want anyone using his dunny.
That was funny. Oh, he hated that. But that is it. Turkish Delight, right, the like most favourite. There you go. That, that'll be trending tomorrow.
Well, it's certainly unusual.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. End the day with a laugh. We've picked out a classic Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Reheated. The best of JB and Billy.
Righto, Jim. A 90-year-old man goes to the doctor and asks for a sperm count.
Hello. Ooh.
It can't be very high, said his doctor. There's really no need for it. But the old man wanted it all the same. All right then, the doctor said. So went to her cabinet, got out a small container, gave it to the man, and she said, take this jar home, do your thingy in the jar, yes, and bring it back to me.
Right.
A week later, Jim, the doctor was coming out of her office when she saw the old man and his wife sitting in the waiting room. They handed her the jar, but the jar was empty, Jim. She said after looking at it, I told you you had to take this home, do your thing in the jar and bring it back to me so I can do a sperm count.
Yes.
Doc, the man said, I've tried it with my right hand. I've tried it with my left. My wife has tried it with her right hand and tried it with her left. She even tried it with her teeth out, Jim.
Oh, no.
But that bloody lid jar just won't come off.
Oh, no. Couldn't open the jar. So looking like it was going somewhere else.
Yes, and I brought
it back. And in the end, it was just you did.
I brought it back.
You did.
Well done, Bill.
Lid jar.
Yeah.
Just the punchline.
Bloody lid jar.
Yeah, lid of the jar or something. The lid wouldn't come off or something.
Something like that.
Anyway, it's mildly inappropriate.
No. Anyway, good year. Good week.
Good year.
This has been the Rush Hour Reheated. JB and Billy are back July 12. Download the Listener app and tune in wherever you are and whenever you want.